hour today. I'm talking to two colleagues and friends of mine, Susan Leager and Jessica Knight. Thank you for joining us today to talk about our chapter program.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited about.
Okay, so I wanted to bring you both on. Well, first of all, before we start talking, I'll just let you both introduce yourself, your companies, and why you're involved with WE. So Susan, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm Susan Leager. I actually work for a manufacturer's rep in the Midwest, control sales. I've been working with women in electronics for several years. I think it was in the second year that Women in Electronics started. I'm very, very pleased to be working with the chapter program with Women in Electronics.
And Susan, I think, okay, so it was at the Chicago chapter meeting, our very first Chicago chapter meeting, which actually had a pretty good turnout. And that's where I met you.
It is. It's absolutely. I pass that building a lot as I'm driving from Wisconsin to Illinois because I cover both states. And I always think about that meeting.
It was such a good meeting and it was so good to meet everybody. Jessica, so introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Jessica Knight. I work for a company called Harwin, and we are a manufacturer of high quality, high reliability connectors and board solutions products. I also have been a member of WE from kind of the very beginning phase, and I started my own local chapter in Southern Ohio. And I also sit on the chapter council and am responsible for some of the networking events that our local chapters hold.
Yay. We could not be doing this without the two of you. It has been a long road and expanding the chapter program too. So I want to preface for people who are listening that we have three pillars with Women Electronics that are just our bread and butter, tried and true. This is what we do. And that's our learning and development. It's our mentorship program, and it's our community. And within community is our chapter program. So who knew when I first met Jessica when I first met you. And Jessica, I'm trying to think with you, when's the first time we met? How did that happen?
So it was actually at the ECIA Executive Conference at the WE event there. That's the first time I talked with you, and I told you, you know, I'm so excited about WE. I want to start my own local chapter, and the ball kind of rolled from there.
Ah, and you've been so consistent and so in the game, and we've been so blessed. So, you know, it's been really interesting. You know, this organization is about the members. It's like your organization, and it is really how amazing when you take people who really want to get involved and how much things can thrive, like with people getting involved, people having passion and saying, yes, we want to do this. So that's like the whole preface of WE United. It's like all of us coming together to make this happen. So it's really so heartwarming when we think of all the people that have been involved, you know, to try to help this initiative get off the ground. And I think back to the chapter program where we were versus where we are now. So Susan, maybe I'll turn it over to you. You have seen this evolution of this program. So tell us where we were. We started with local chapters, then COVID. Now, like maybe just give us that whole foundation.
Absolutely. I've watched step by step. When I first joined Women in Electronics, I was very interested in starting a local chapter. So I started one here in Wisconsin, helped out with the one in Chicago, you know, went from a hybrid model where we tried to have everyone together in both states to dividing the two states up. Then you and I had talked, and just before COVID, you had asked me to help head up and form a chapter council because the chapter program was taking off and things were going so well. We were meeting in all kinds of local markets. We had a lot of activity and a lot of excitement going on. Then March of 2020 came and the world shut down. Mm-hmm. And we all met and got together and said, how are we going to move this chapter program forward? How are we going to continue to make sure that our members have networking opportunity, that they have the opportunities to support each other, and to be there for each other while we are going through this pandemic? So we took the entire program and we moved it virtual. And I have to tell you, Jackie, I believe that this is one of the best moves we ever made. And as hard as COVID was, and as hard as those 2 years of being in shutdown were, just the opportunity to be able to learn how to communicate better virtually has connected every one of us in Women in Electronics so much more. So we took that program and we went virtual, and we started with virtual trainings. And now we have incorporated those virtual chapter meetings into our monthly training program, which is absolutely wonderful. We have quarterly training themes. Those themes then are, the trainings are done the first 2 months of the quarter. And then on the third, when we have that virtual chapter meeting, it's all practical application about how we put this training into practice. And you have your network there from all over. It was the United States. Now we have expanded. It's all over the world. And these wonderful people, men and women, all coming together to play practical application to these trainings that we have done, and to share ideas and share experiences. It's been a wonderful, wonderful ride.
And thank you for being a part of it. It's been a progression. And, you know, it really is a critical point, though, to pause and say, at this day and time, being agile, being willing to flex is really what you have to do. You know, those days of just putting something in place and just moving forward with that, it's just done. Like, you can't follow that model. You really have to be agile. And this is a real, we're always growing and developing. As soon as we put something in place that we think is a good model, we change it, right? We're changing and growing and growing. So then here we finally think of how long it took to perfect that virtual chapter model. And I just have to say, the team did amazing. I remember all of you meeting. Remember at first, you guys were all coming up with the content.
Right.
If we look back, oh my gosh. And then we had people delivering the content, right?
We all remember that? Delivering the content. We created the content. We wrote the presentation. We delivered it.
Yeah. Educating ourselves first, and then, yes, coming to educate others. It was amazing.
Oh my goodness. And then we were like, I think we're putting too much on the leads. I think that we need to have the learning and development people take the pressure off a little bit.
I learned so much from that time and that experience, and it really gave me an opportunity to kind of perfect my presenting skills. So I, yeah, have zero regrets about that time, but no, I am relieved that now we have more help.
I remember we would hop on and I would be like learning how to do Teams. Oh, how do we do these breakout rooms? And what are we doing? We're all learning together. Oh my gosh, those days, so funny. So Jessica, so here we did, we took everything virtual. Then we were all, right, meeting together a lot. Remember, because we were all virtual, then the whole team was meeting. And it's kind of good and also challenging that now that everything is back to normal, we kept our virtual program quarterly because it was a good model that everybody liked. So we kept it. And we decided, well, we're going to launch back the local chapters again. So I'll turn that over to you, Jessica, since you are spearheading that.
Yeah, so now we kind of have the best of both worlds. So, you know, the virtual world we live in allows us to connect with people from around the globe, which is, you know, really cool. And that's what those virtual chapter meetings provide. But there's just something different about in-person meetings. You know, when you're outside the office, you're able to connect on just a different level when you're meeting over a meal or during a walk. Just a lot more meaningful and impactful, in my opinion. So now we are kind of relaunching the local in-person chapter meetings. And this is just going to allow people to come together and network in their local areas. So the upcoming chapter event that we have this quarter is the 5K We United Walk for Charity. So this just gives people an opportunity to come together, walk together for a good cause. Each chapter is going to be planning a local event in their territory at a very cool location. Just to give you some examples, Southern Ohio chapter, we're going to be taking a stroll through the Cincinnati Nature Preserve. You know, the Arizona chapter and the New England chapter, they're walking around local bodies of water. And the event I really want to attend would be the London event. So there they're going to be taking a stroll around downtown London and, you know, just sightseeing all the local attractions there. So really great opportunities that are all going to be taking place regionally throughout the globe. But you can also participate by, if you don't have a chapter in your area, just calling up a local wee friend, getting together for a walk or walking by yourself. So it is a charity walk. It costs $39.95 to register. You get a t-shirt, which we encourage you to wear to your walk. And all proceeds go back towards Women Electronics, towards scholarships for college students or people new starting their career in the industry to actually join Women Electronics and get to experience the different benefits that you highlighted at the beginning of this talk. And we're promoting it across LinkedIn as well. So there's a lot of good information on LinkedIn if you follow the WE community.
Yes, and I would have to say too, this is a We United walk. So men, participate. Bring your, you know, your male colleagues, you know, grab your family. It doesn't even have to be a work thing. It's so cute. Sometimes we see families going out, you know, the whole family going out for a walk. What better healthy thing you can do than to grab people, support a good cause? We all want to rise up those next generation of leaders. We'd love to offer as many scholarships as possible. The more we raise, the more we can offer. And, you know, hopefully as many people participate as possible. And I just want to comment too, you know, the walk is a, you know, fresh and healthy thing. We have always said, right, from the beginning that we don't revolve anything at We around sitting around and drinking and things like that. Everything we do around a chapter meeting or development with Women Electronics is around true growth, leadership growth, development, coming together as colleagues, doing a give back, doing a walk, doing something like that. So it's important that people understand the purpose of these chapters, right? The purpose is to really connect. And these walks I love, and even the charitable event, because you're meeting with people doing something very positive. And so you're breaking the ice in so many different ways, right? When you can do an activity together. So mm-hmm. You all have done such a good job with putting these things together. They've been so successful.
The big benefit for me, and I know from talking with other women that are involved with Women in Electronics, and not only women, women and men, is the networking opportunities, the opportunity to get to meet so many other people within the industry, outside of your own company, outside of your own customer base, outside of who you normally talk to on a regular basis, has been such a huge advantage.
It's exactly what I was going to say. So the networking opportunities, we talk about how important it is to network, because often that new opportunity or that promotion, a lot of it comes down to who you know. So this is an opportunity to network in a very fun and easy way. So you can walk into a room full of people. You already have something in common. You know, you belong to the same industry, but at the same time, you've all participated in the training and the leadership courses that we provide. So it's kind of a conversation starter. Networking can be intimidating. You know, you walk into a room full of people you don't know, you can feel like it's the first day of kindergarten, but a WE chapter meeting is just nothing like that. So if you're looking for a fun and easy way to start networking, this is the place to start.
And if you travel for a living and you're in other places, check with chapters at womenelectronics.com and find out about what's going on. There might be a chapter meeting or a get together going on in a place that you're going to be in the near future.
Right.
Yeah, and it really doesn't matter. And here's the thing for people to understand too. We leave our titles at the door. When you come into a WE chapter meeting, you're just a person coming in. We don't look at titles, because what we do applies to everyone. All the learning and development we do, everyone needs to be educated on inclusive leadership, right? All the mentorship, everyone. If you ever feel like you're all the way there, it's time to just step aside, because none of us are always all there. We're constantly developing and growing. You're either growing or dying, right? One of the two. And we choose, we're growing. So anybody coming in with WE, that is our mentality. So no matter what the position, and no matter what aspect of the channel, so it could be distributor, manufacturer, digital aggregator, semi, IP&E, who cares? You're part of this supply chain and our end user markets. You know, I would encourage people to start bringing in their customers. How fun will it be when we can have an organization supporting the supply chain, channel, and our end users together, developing together under a common theme? That's my dream. And I just really hope people will start bringing in their customers too.
Right. Yeah. It's just refreshing to be able to kind of talk openly about the industry that we work in without that typical business agenda. So it's really just about coming together, supporting each other, staying focused and motivated.
Well, these talks go so fast, and I am so honored and excited to be able to meet with you both. And any final thoughts that you have, any announcements or any thoughts before we sign off?
I just really want to encourage everyone, if they haven't already, to explore Women in Electronics and all the opportunities that the organization presents.
I just want to encourage everyone to find a local chapter. Currently, we have chapters in Phoenix, Arizona, Fort Worth, Minneapolis, Southern Ohio, New York Metro, New England, London, and Munich. But I expect this to expand, and I'm hoping that this begins to expand because we're really looking for committed members out there. If you don't have a local chapter and want to start one, we'd be happy to touch base with you and make that happen.
Mm, all right. Well, ladies, you know I love you to pieces and so appreciate you and everything you've donated your time and your, you know, just your talents to we. It's just really invaluable. So thank you for that. On behalf of myself, the executive team, and all the we members, thank you for all that you've done for us. And thanks for being here.
Thanks, well, Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
Well, thank you, Susan. Have a good day.